Blog Talk Radio.
Do you want a revolution? Cause I'm down with Christ. Don't try to new nation, it's still alright. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Now, that's what you hear when you talk about a victory service. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
And you join, hallelujah, that wins the International Victory Service of the Potter's House. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our motto is we are co-workers in the kingdom of God. Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 6. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my word. Then I rose and went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah. Romans 12 and 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Glory to God. Mercy. And I submit to you on this wonderful Wednesday evening that the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God. Heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church.
Thank you, Jesus.
That includes us. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
For healing. Hallelujah. Thank you for stirring them up.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You may want to stand proxy for someone when we take communion. Hallelujah. You may want to, you may know someone that's in the hospital. Someone may be incarcerated. Hallelujah. Someone that needs a touch from the Father. And you want to write their name down. Hallelujah. You can stand proxy for them and watch God do the work. Hallelujah. And when you sin, oh, I've been praying for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just know that God is going to do the work. The confidence that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we know that it's done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't forget to reset those alarms 5 or 10 minutes prior to the time of us starting. Hallelujah. We have praise and worship 7 a.m. every morning. So set that alarm for 6:45 like for 6:45 or 5 or 10 of 7. So you'll be ready. Hallelujah. When we start at praise and worship 7 o'clock in the morning. Every morning, hallelujah, starting the day off with Jesus. What a difference it makes in your day. Whew, I can't stress that enough. You know, hallelujah. Give your cares over to the Father first thing in the morning. Hallelujah, and let him bless your whole day. Hallelujah. The Tuesday evening Bible study. Hallelujah. And we are learning how to heal the sick with Charles and Francis Hunter. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can't wait for the miracles to stop pouring in and the testimonies. Hallelujah. Then Wednesday, our midweek victory service. Thank you, Jesus. And then Sundays at 3 p.m., we have a live service at 2121 West Pratt Street. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you aren't able to join us, still listen to us over the airwaves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Still join us. Hallelujah. We're glad to have you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't forget to pull up the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org to see what the mission and the vision of this ministry is. Pray for our other kingdom partners. You see there, hallelujah. Pray that God bless their ministry continually, hallelujah, as they give out the word of God. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. We don't want you to forget the first Sundays of the month. It's Friends and Family Sunday. Hallelujah. Mark your calendars. You make that list, people you want to call and invite. Hallelujah. When you have a few minutes during the day, just pick up the phone and call them. Hallelujah. If you're on the internet, hallelujah. Send in that invite. Hallelujah. Then the first and second Sunday of the month, we have Pastor's Corner. Hallelujah. And the Potter's House Challenge. Hallelujah. That's knowing our statement of faith by heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then the third Sunday of the month, we have our birthday corner. Hallelujah. We give out, Malachi Murphy, give out the birthday cards and the gifts to the birthday people of that month. Hallelujah. We had that this past Sunday. Hallelujah, Jesus. Then the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we had, hallelujah, our Good News Youth Club. Our young people are learning about Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Kiwi is teaching the children about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We need our children to know about the Lord. Hallelujah. And on that fourth Sunday, they're able to share with us what they learned. Hallelujah. In Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. That's the same Sunday we have a guest speaker that comes in, and the guest speaker for the month of March is none other than Pastor Kiwi herself. Hallelujah. Come out and hear what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Through this wonderful, dynamic woman of God. Hallelujah. This mighty vessel of honor. Hallelujah. Will be speaking to us. Hallelujah. Come out and hear what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After that spiritual meal, we'll have a natural meal. Hallelujah. So ask someone, invite someone to come out, enjoy the service, and also to have dinner with you. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for our new edifice, our new building. It's beautiful edifice, our beautiful dining room and beautiful dining hall. Hallelujah. Beautiful kitchen, beautiful classrooms and offices. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for our changing stations in northeast, southwest Baltimore City. We thank God for what he is doing, how he is blessing the ministry through our homeward bound friends. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us through that department. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done and how he's blessing the ministry. Hallelujah. This month has a Saturday, which is Super Saturday, and a fifth Sunday, which is Super Sunday. That Super Saturday, we are, hallelujah, going into the community, hallelujah, of the Northeast Market, and hallelujah, changing the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, with prayer. We'll be meeting at the Parsonage at 10 o'clock for Continental Breakfast, putting on our T-shirts and gold caps, and waiting for everybody to come and having prayer, and then going out into the Northeast Market, hallelujah, passing out our guideposts and daily bread, and also a lunch to our homeward bound friends. We'll be praying for them, hallelujah, giving out the word of God, hallelujah, changing lives one life at a time. Hallelujah, God. We just thank God for opening the door for us to be able to go out into the streets to minister unto God's people. Hallelujah. And we will be having lunch down there. The staff will, everyone that's going, we'll be having lunch down there. And then we'll be returning back here, hallelujah, probably around about 4 o'clock. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for also that next Sunday, the very next day, on the fifth Sunday, we do not have a live service. Hallelujah. The Potter's House doesn't have a live service. But you still will be able to hear a service from the archives. Hallelujah. So you won't be missing out if you're unable to join us. Hallelujah. Because that Sunday we will be joining Bible Way Church of God in Christ at 2121 West Pratt Street and their 11 o'clock service. Hallelujah. That Sunday is Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday. Hallelujah. We will be enjoying a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. From Minister Dwight Hall from Florida. Hallelujah. Pastor Vi's son will be coming up from Florida to deliver the word of God. Hallelujah. We will be in service with them at 11 o'clock. Hallelujah. And they will be having a meal, a sit-down free fellowship meal afterwards. Hallelujah. Well, you are invited to be with us, but we would love for you to give us your name if you're planning to be with us. Please give us your name, so that we make sure we have enough food for everybody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all wear your shoes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We are believing God for a high time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Come looking for a miracle. Hallelujah. Come looking for a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Come looking for your prayers to be answered. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank God for all of our postal partners. Hallelujah. Everyone that uses the post office box, which is 2454 Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Everyone has used our Cash App, which is $TPH2023. And that has visited our GoFundMe page. Go to GoFundMe.com and put in Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. We thank God for all of you. May God restore, return back to you 100-fold return for what you have sown into the kingdom. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And I just want to add that, again, on Super Saturday, that's March 30th, we're meeting at 10 a.m. at the Parsonage, the Lower Level Sanctuary, at 10 a.m. for prayer, for a continental breakfast, and to put on our uniforms. And then 11 a.m. we're leaving to go down to the Northeast Market, the McElderry Street side of the market. And we're going to be walking that area, anointing the street and anointing the sidewalk, praying for the community. And then at 12 noon, we will start giving out our packages, our deliberating guideposts, et cetera, and our lunches to all. And we need you to share your name and how many in your party that's coming. If you have not been to a service this month at the Potter's House, then you must attend this coming Sunday service in order to qualify to be a part of what we're going to do. In other words, to get the uniform and the continental breakfast and the luncheon. You need to give your name to Pastor QB Stevenson on this coming Sunday when you attend, if you haven't attended a service this month. We need everybody on the same page.
Amen.
We don't want any long rangers. So we must need you to be part, understand our ministry. So you need to attend at least one service. The last service to do that is, of course, this coming Sunday. Also, on Sunday, we're joining forces with the Bible Way Church of God in Christ, which is located at 2121 West Pratt Street between Pulaski and Smallwood Street, three blocks east of Westside Shopping Center, and that zip code is 21223, to have a resurrection service. And again, Minister Dwight Hall from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, is the guest speaker, and we're going to have a time.
Amen.
That service is at 11 a.m. And after the service, there will be a free fellowship meal. Now, we need to know if you're coming to that service.
Amen.
You need to let Deacon Annette James know that you're coming. She's compiling the list, and she's going to give the list to Pastor Lewis and Pastor Viola Wright to let them know how many people from the Potter's House are, who are associated with the Potter's House or Kingdom Partners of the Potter's House will be coming to that service. And I do suggest that you come early and get a good seat because on Easter's and Christmas services, there's usually more people than normal. So I suggest you come early and get a good seat. God bless you all. Again, Pastor Peaches, thank you so much. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this wonderful Wednesday evening. To those that believe and are willing to receive. And before we go on any further, I want to thank all of you in Radio Land to join our crusade to tell at least one person a day that you love them and that God loves them too. And the easy way to do that is to say, I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. You can tell 1,000 people, but at least one person. Don't let a day go by without you telling at least one person that you love them. Hallelujah. And one of the greatest acts of love is to pray for somebody else, to call out their name to the Father God. And we're going to do that right now. Wherever you are, if you can do it, if you're working, then you may not be able to do it, but you'll hear us. Hallelujah. We're going to name names. We're going to verbalize, articulate. Normally we do this in the morning, our morning miracle worship service. But I was led to do this again in this service. Hallelujah. Because there's somebody out there needing prayer.
Yeah.
The Bible says in Luke 18:1, men are always to pray and not to faint. The word of the Lord says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, we to pray without ceasing. The word of the Lord says, even in Matthew 5:44, to pray for those that don't know how to treat us.
Yes, yes.
And so we understand that when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Psalms 22:3 says, God inhabits the praise of his people. So we're going to call out names aloud. And we're going to expect God to make every crooked place straight, every rough place plain, every valley exalted, every mountain a hill be made low and his glory to be revealed. We expect signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to follow in Jesus' name. As I play the selection, the prayer in the background, articulate,
hallelujah,
verbalize, call out those names. Because somebody called out your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody prayed for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't you think that you made it to this point by yourself?
Yes.
Somebody prayed for you. They had you on their mind, and they took a little time to pray for you.
Thank you, Lord.
We're going to take time to pray for others right now.
Yes, yes.
James 5:16 says, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. We thank God for the prayers that avail much.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We'll take care, Papa. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come thy kingdom be done, thy will. Like me and my friend, my wife, myself, Nikki, Daniel, Pamela, Kristen, Keith, Tiny Earl, Tavon, Kimberly, Alicia Keisha, Michael and Mark, and Ariana, Nicholas, Adamant, Reggie, Elijah, Malachi, Xavier, Jaheim, Emmanuel, Emma, Samara, Travion, Oscar, Griselda, Aiden, EJ, Ezekiel, Kai, Lane, Joshua, Lauren, Knowledge, Dave, James, Senior, Jaleesa, Janine, Jarrell, Viola, Lewis, Jaleesa, Regina, Dwight, Corey, Antonio, Kevin, Antoine, Dexter, Marion, Rachel, Birdie, Thurston, Damon, Precious, Lorena, Spencer Johnson, Joseph Atkins, Anna James and family. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Gina and family. Hallelujah. Tony and Vicky Bird and family. Bright and family. Linda, Jindia, Mildred, Sandra, Brenda and family. Dwight, Damon, LeVon, D'Artagnan and family. Tommy Owens and family. Naomi, Timmy, Bobby and family. Jeffrey Bird, Maria, Tanya, Calvin, Robin, Cam, Bob and family. Christopher Bird, Tanya, Nellie, Elena, Tiffany, CJ, Damani and family. Western family, Sally Lundy and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Denise and family. Paul Kern, Benjamin Thomas, Jackie Moody and family. Shirley, Michelle, Marvin, James Kelly and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Elwood, Ernest, David, Geneva and family. Kevin Thompson, Ezra, Funkin and family. Hallelujah. Deanna Ruin family. Angela Ruin family. Patty Collins and family. Hallelujah. Bowen and family. Raymond Banks and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What do you think? All our in-laws, Jackson, family. All our in-laws, our lords, and other relatives, our uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews and cousins. Come back, kingdom be done, thy will, life for all our bonus family members. Hallelujah. Come back, kingdom be done, thy will, life for Elder Minister Miles and family. Elder Lester and family. Hallelujah. Elder Vanola Carr and family. Elder Mazetta Carey and family. Minister Jerry Cleveland and family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rock Hammond family. Hallelujah. Minister Linda and family. Minister
Red, Isabel, Early
family. Minister Jane and family. Minister Carol King and family. Hallelujah. Evangelist Margaret Pearson and family. Raquel and family. Minister Julie and family. Hallelujah. Minister Lorraine Gamble and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Evangelist Lorraine Gamble and family. Evangelist Julie Warren and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Evangelist Tina Spencer and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor T.B. Stevenson and family. Pastor Willen and family. Pastor John Cena and family. Pastor Jason Bosebrown and family. Pastor Ethan Wall and family. Pastor Matt Taylor, Joe Zee and family. Pastor Comedian James and family. Pastor Mary Hadley and family. Pastor Natasha McGill and family. Pastor Arnold Henry and family. Pastor Levi Webb and family. Pastor Evans and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor David Brown and family. Another Pastor David Brown and family. Another Pastor David Brown and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Denise Brown and family. Another Denise Brown and family. Lisa Brown and family. Vanessa Brown and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Larry Somerville and family. This is Bart Pierce and family. This is Carl Pierce and family. This is Bernie McBride and family. This is Waters and family. This is hallelujah, God. William McMillan and family. This is Mundell Saunders and family. This is Carrie Robinson and family. This is Marcia Abrams and family. Hallelujah. Dr. Aubrey Thompson and family. Wanda Mackin family, Dr. Nancy McKnight family, Dr. Helene Russell family, Dr. Karen Cook Munson family, Dr. Benjamin Ratchet family, Dr. Lynette Brown family, Dr. Douglas Wilson family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Got the current church members and family again. Hallelujah. And family. Hallelujah. Baba Woodshot, Kalea, Mama, Baba, Dr. Joy and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lynette and family. Hallelujah. Mother Delores Harris and family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elder Angie and family. Hallelujah. Elder Kelly and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Deacon Leroy Calvi and family, Deacon Dale and family, the vocal hallelujah. Glenda Blanton and family, Esther and family, Rover and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Courtney and family, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Marvin and family, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lorenzo Bedford and family, Sheila Bedford and family, Cheryl Williams and family, Sheila Williams and family. Brenda Wins the family, Brenda Meredith family, the Duke family, the Herbert family, the Dickerson family, the Young family, the Younger family, the Kelly family, the hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, the Washington family, the Kelly family, the Smith family, the Johnson family, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sonia Johnson and family, Jay Johnson and family, Corinthia Johnson and family, hallelujah, glory to God, Janetta McCoy and family, Sonia Journey and family. Angela Jennings Tiller and family. Denise and Beverly Thompson and family. Sister Tiffany and family. Sister Dayton Nay and family. Sister Camila and family. Paula Valentine and family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. James Worthy and family. Al Lauren and family. Michael Irvin and Dr. Banner family, Adrian Moran family, Norman Neverson family, hallelujah, glory to God. Adrian Steiner family, William Orton family, Brother Harry Warthorn family, hallelujah. Raisha Warthorn family, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Annette Miller family, Annette Gordon family, another Annette family, another Annette family. Terry Whitley and family, Terry Wilbrock and family, another Terry family, hallelujah, another Annette family, George Yorkman and family, hallelujah, glory to God, Joseph Garcia and family, rotate by Chef Cardi of us, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, many of us will take any of my, they totally take any of my, hallelujah, Lord, Jesus, we thank you, Lord, we bless your name, O God, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language, O God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't know what we should pray for as we are, but your Holy Spirit doesn't make sense of course. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Your Carla Barnes and family. Yakare the Bullshit. Joy Barnes and family. Another Joy family. Another Joy family. Another Joy family. Hallelujah. Leslie and Don Gobard and family. Rowan and Tony Montoni family. Diana Chipley and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Corey Page and family. Paige Cavill and family. Stephen Luke Hanson and family. Hallelujah. Ram Stevenson. Friedman. Bubba. Another William and family. Another William and family. Jennifer Bob and family. Another Jennifer and family. Lawrence and family. Y'all got any more sick in here, man. Yada Bosetta, Bosetta, Bosetta. Don't go there, Bosetta. Mignon and family. Y'all got more food sick in here, man. They came my soul for you, my child, that I love. Margaret Cook James and family, the North Smith family, Valley Hammond family. No say my child, that I love my child, that I love. Another Tavon and family, another Tavon family, another Tavon and family, another Earl and family, another Earl and family, another Earl family, another Earl and another Earl and family. Glory to my child, Ruby Cooper family, Regina Cooper family. Manny and family, Martha and family, Paula and Bob and family, hallelujah. Cynthia and family, Courtney and family, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Maria Tibor, hey, family and family, Sabrina and family, hallelujah. Glory to God. Maria Bach, Andy and family, Harvey and family, Patsy and family, hallelujah. Anna and family, Patsy and family. Vincent and family, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Sharon Mixon family, Sharon Artisan family, Arlene Artisan family, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. Adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings, hallelujah, to the prayer on today in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We decree and declare, my, We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. To every man, woman, boy, or girl that we spoke their name today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
After the next election, hallelujah. The next person, the voice you will hear will be none other than a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Petersburg with the Children's Corner on this wonderful Wednesday evening.
Right. that have breath. Praise the nourish our children, teach our children, take them to church, and give them Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Children love Jesus too. Hallelujah. That's one thing that parents want their children to do. They want their children to love Jesus. Hallelujah. What day is it, y'all? That's right, hump day. Hallelujah. Only two more days in the week. Hallelujah. To go to school. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But young people, if you get up early in the morning, set your alarm a few minutes before the time that you usually set it for, so you can have some time with the Lord. Hallelujah. You can bless the Lord before you go out the door, and God can bless you all day long. Hallelujah. When you pray and you give up the day to the Father, hallelujah, God will bless you. Hallelujah. If you believe in God for a job, he'll bless you with that job. If you believe in God to bring answers back to your remembrance when you're having a test, God will do that. He'll let your nerves be sound. He'll just give you nerves of steel. Sometimes when you're having a test, just sometimes the word test sometimes can give you anxiety. Hallelujah. But when you're praying and you're giving your time up to the Lord first thing in the morning, God will calm your spirit. God will calm you down. He'll let the answers come back to your remembrance because you've studied. Hallelujah. Don't expect him to bring answers. You haven't put your time in the books, okay? Hallelujah. But God can give you the answers that you read. Hallelujah. And you won't be so nervous. God is able to do all that. I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think of him. Hallelujah. And when I share things like that with you, I'm sharing it with experience. Hallelujah. Because it's things that I've experienced. Hallelujah. I used to always read the Bible before I did my homework, even in college. Hallelujah. I would always honor God first, because I knew that if I honored God, God would honor me. He would help me. Hallelujah. And that was uncharted territory, somewhat, being in college for the second time. Hallelujah. But going back to state until I was finished. Hallelujah. And I graduated in 2016. But God honored the time that I spent before him. Hallelujah. And he allowed me to be on the dean's list. He allowed me to have favor with the professors. Hallelujah. With the instructors. Many miracles happened because I honored God while I was there. Hallelujah. I honored my father. Hallelujah. And you know what? That a natural father wants to talk to his children, want his children to know. And sometimes parents have to have a little heart-to-heart talk with their children. And when they say, daughter or son, come here, I want to talk with you. Sometimes you huff and puff, and, oh, God, what is it now? You just imagine the worst. Sometimes you think, oh, dang, Ma, what you got to talk to me now about? You know, you may think, you may not say it. If you had a mother like I had, you your thought may be in your head, but it better not come out your mouth. And so therefore, you sit there and you listen to your parents. You listen to your dad when he talks to you. Listen to your mom when she talks to you, because the words that they want to share and the things that they want to share with you, they are things that they want you to take through life, things that they know they want to share with you that they know that's going to be beneficial to your maturing, beneficial to you being in school, beneficial to you being on a job. It's going to be beneficial to you in life, period. Hallelujah. And sometimes a parent, they want to have their little heart-to-heart talk with their child, and it's because they only want the best for you. A parent will tell their child how to respect adults. Sometimes you may hear your friend say, hon, I hit my mother, I hit my father, and I cut them out. No, 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 no. That's not for you. That's not for you. And you know what? And you separate yourself from any of your friends that, anybody that you call a friend that dishonors their parents like that, okay? Ephesians 6:1 said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Okay? That's not just the parents that you live with. I believe in this, it's one scripture, is when it says, obey your parents in the Lord. The people that you're in church with, the older ones, you honor them. They're telling you some good stuff. You listen. People that's in your life that's telling you some good stuff, you listen. Listen to what they are sharing with you. Also, Ephesians 5:1, be ye followers of God as dear children. As dear children. Dear children are obedient. Dear children have a listening ear. When the adults talk to them, they button their lips and they listen. They don't suck their teeth. They don't mumble under their breath. They don't roll their eyes or shoot their eyes. And I wish he shut up. I wish he'd leave me alone. No, 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 no. That's how you bring the curses of the enemy down on you, being disrespectful. So you be respectful to adults when they are talking to you. Be followers of God as dear children. They telling you things of the Lord. Listen, things that are of God will take you far. When they share scriptures with you, those scriptures, let embed them scriptures in your heart. They will take you far. God will not lie to you, and his word will stand forever. In 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived. Evil communication, corrupt good manners. A lot of times, when you're in school, the bad kids will want to hang around with you. They say, "Oh yeah, he good kid. He kind of plain, but I like him. I'm gonna hang with him." But you know what? You hold up the bloodstained banner of the Lord. Hallelujah. So that person, when they start hanging around you, they, I don't care if they call you goody two-shoes, holy roller, or whatever. You hold up the things that are of God and the things that are pure and holy. Hallelujah. And they will drop up. They'll either join you and start coming to church with you, or stop their evilness, or they will depart friendship. They will cut the ties. They say, "Well, I don't hang around him. He always talking about Jesus." Or whatever, because their bad, you don't want their bad behavior and their bad language to rub off on you, okay? Because after a while, you may have your them little words that your friend was using start slipping out your mouth. Oh no 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 no! You got to draw a line. Got to draw a line. And then the more they want to hang around with you, the more time you take up with them, the less time you have studying, the less time you have doing the right thing. And then your parents start noticing a change in your behavior. That's the bad stuff rubbing off from them on you. No, it's supposed to be the other way around. You're supposed to be inviting them to church. You're supposed to be talking to them about the Lord. You're supposed to be sharing the goodness of the Lord to them and letting the good in you rub off on them, not the other way around. And every saved parent wants their child to live forever, and this one thing they want their child to hide in their heart. And that is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Every godly parent wants their child to accept Jesus Christ in their heart. They want their child saved. They want their child sanctified, and they want their child filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They know their child going to be all right. When that child accepts Jesus Christ in their heart, hallelujah, life won't be a bed of roses. Hallelujah. And you know what? Roses have thorns on them. Hallelujah. You may get stuck every now and then. Something may prick your finger every now and then, but you know what? You'll have Jesus in your heart. You'll have Jesus in your life to take you through those sticky times and those times when you may get pricked or you may get hurt or whatever. You will have Jesus Christ with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We've often talked about the we've often talked about the seven pillars of wisdom. Hallelujah. Hold those things in your heart. Hallelujah. But most of all, accept Jesus Christ in your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, that is what God's parent, that's what godly parents want their children to do, foremost and above everything, is to accept Jesus Christ in their heart. Hallelujah. Our children are loaned to their parents. Hallelujah. And that parent doesn't know how long them children are going to be with them. Hallelujah. So the parent has to give the child what thus saith the Lord. And their parent wants their child to be saved. They want their child to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And the only thing you have to do is say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins. As easy as that. As easy and as quick as that. Hallelujah. Young people, be encouraged to live for Jesus. Be encouraged to live for the Lord. Hallelujah. Let Jesus Christ be the influencer in your life. Hallelujah. And then when you accept him, you be the influencer in your friends' lives. Hallelujah. And watch God make you the head and not the tail. Above only and not beneath. That's in Deuteronomy 28:13. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Above only and not beneath. Your family will be proud, and God will be proud of you too, huh? Because you have accepted him in your heart, and you'll be soaring above everybody else like the eagles. You'll be wondering like, oh my goodness, I didn't know living for Jesus would be like this. Oh my God, this is what my parents were telling me about. Hallelujah. And you're never too young. If you're able to come to the understanding of the word of God, if a person can explain to you about salvation, you are young enough to get saved, or you're old enough to get saved. Hallelujah. God has no respect of person when it comes, I believe, even when it comes to age. So young people, be encouraged to live for the Lord. God bless you. Hallelujah. And when you have time in the morning or tonight, set your alarm in time to be on a morning prayer with us. We have morning prayer at 7 o'clock a.m. Hallelujah. Even if you aren't able to say anything, you don't have time to say anything or whatever, hallelujah, we would love for y'all sometimes, the young people, to have a scripture ready or even to quote one by heart. That would just bless our souls. Hallelujah. But if you're just able to hear us before you go to school, that will bless you. And you honor God, honor the Lord above all, and God will honor you. Bless you, Pastor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor Peter. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings in Jesus' name to the Children's Corner on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Hey, kids, sing this little song with me.
I can't do all this. You cry. You're passing with me.
Any place or anywhere.
Nobody seems to know what is the right way. So I'll put on the whole stand in this evil day. And with the help of the Lord, I'll overcome it in way. So I can do
it.
Everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, That's an answer. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. Elementary system, the cardiovascular system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. First John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Second John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Hallelujah. Because we are your children and the sheep are your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord. But likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ, when we say, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring your remembrance that we may plead together and that we may be justified. And we're justified by the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today. We remember you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. I'm a testament.
Hallelujah.
Father, faith, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ only covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and the Tishrite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, puts your Bible, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, and the cell of the heads and the election. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name, on every curse against us and our family, and the cell of the heads and the election.
Fire, fire, fire,
fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already unused, untied, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys empty, ungodly souls out. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. And because of who we are, who we are, what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak to every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our founder's family, according to Job 20, verse 27-28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom of things.
We know who we are. God's
perspective. And we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts and ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Peaches, what time is it?
Hallelujah. Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word today. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit of God. Let these powers Let these lips of clay speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on every good seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessings. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to bind the enemy. Praying the Lord God, we speak you in your satanic cohorts, we curse you from the root, and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches, if you would give us the addresses on this evening.
Psalms 91, 1 to 16. Proverbs 22:6, 1 John 4:4.
Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. All these three scriptures. Hallelujah. I want to start with number one. Let's start with this. The title of tonight's message is How to Get Along with Everybody All the Time, Part 4. Hallelujah, and glory to God. I want to share with you, about 40 years ago, someone shared with me that it's all right to have butterflies as long as they're flying in formation. and the understanding that I got, you can have butterflies on the inside. Emotions raging on inside, but you got to have, you can't panic. You can't be stressed out. You may have some stress, and you may have butterflies, but they gotta be in formation. And I thought about formations. I don't know if you know this or not, but when birds are flying a long distance,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
they fly in a V, a composite shape. They fly V.
Mm-hmm.
V stands for victory. But really what happens is that in the V formation, the turbulence that would normally hit one bird flying, it's lessened because of the formation that they fly in.
Amen.
Periodically, the number one bird shifts to another point and someone takes his place in that formation.
Mm.
In other words, they take turns being the head in that formation. They're able to go long distances because of that formation. Now, how to get along with everybody all the time? Well, how do you do that? You got to be in the formation. The formation, the first thing is God.
Amen.
Now, we've talked about this several times. This is part four. One of the biggest things that happens trying to get along with everybody all the time, you run across bullies. Children run across a lot of bullies.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Adults run across bullies too.
Yep.
Sometimes you got bullies in the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
You got bullies on the job. So what I'm sharing is useful not just for the children, but for the parents of the children, the caretakers, and for adults as well. Now, one of the things that you've got to prepare yourself, those birds prepare themselves for a long flight. You've got to prepare, go to Proverbs 22:6. You've got to prepare for a long flight. It's called life.
Amen.
The Bible says, read that scripture, please, 22:6.
Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Now, that scripture didn't say school train the child, did it?
No.
It didn't even say that church trained the child, did it?
No.
Who is supposed to be training the child?
I think the parent.
Parents or caretakers. Those whose job it is to be around the children a whole lot. The parents. To train up the child. When you leave it to other folks, they won't get three things that you need the child to get: confidence and boldness. They don't get that because you're leaving it to somebody else to do for you.
Mm.
This is something you have to deliberately do.
Mm-hmm.
Preparing your child to be bullyproof is your job. It's not the doctor's job. It's not the teacher's job. It's not the church's job. It's your job. You say, well, how do I do that? Number one, you got to introduce them to Christ. Because they can't be bullyproof without Christ. So you got to introduce them to Christ. How do you introduce your children to Christ? You don't introduce them to Christ by what you say. Did you know that? You introduce them to Christ by what you do.
Mm.
85 to 90% of what you do, they pay attention to. Your children, if they stress out, they act out. It's because that's what you do in public. They only pay attention to 10 to 15% of what you say. They watch you.
Mm.
They got their eyes on you. You yelling around the house, you out of control, you let your emotions get you out of control. You're teaching your children to be out of control.
Sure is. Amen.
You walk around with your head down and crying all the time. Oh, I wish I did. That's you're exhibiting low self-esteem. Guess what you're teaching your child? Low self-esteem. You walking around like you don't have no confidence in your God and the things that you're doing. Oh Lord, I blew it again. Guess what you're teaching your children? Have no confidence in yourself. You don't have confidence, they won't have confidence. See, your children, come on, let's say KDDD. You got to understand this right now, y'all. Whether you like it or not, I'm going to say it. Your children is a reflection of you.
Amen. Amen.
I know that for, I was wishy-washy and in and out of church when I was coming up. When I was raising my children. And guess what they are? In and out of church. Wishy-washy about God. Can I be transparent for a little bit?
Amen. Amen.
It is important for us to understand you got to lead your children to God. You got to lead them to the point where they have high self-esteem,
yes,
confidence, and boldness.
Amen.
Because you got to act like you know that.
Right.
And yelling and screaming around the house is going to get it there.
Amen.
You've got to train them. One of the things that you need to do is to train, give them the seven pillars of wisdom, y'all. The seven pillars of wisdom is going to bless you, but it's going to bless them too. You can't give them the seven pillars of wisdom if you don't know them yourself. You got to be the mentor of your children. You got to follow Christ so your children can follow you as you follow Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to be bully-proof? You got to be bully-proof. How? By getting the seven pillars of wisdom deep down in your heart. You know what they are. Then you got to create an atmosphere where you can share with them. And I want you to write down the word share at all caps, S-H-A-R-E. Use that. Don't you dare go to your child. So I need to talk to you. They're going to jump on the defensive. What have I done now?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be slow self-esteem. Oh, well, here we go again. I told you on the last message that 432 times a behavioral scientist say a child that's 2 years old here negative in one day.
Mm-mm-mm.
And only 32 times do they hear something positive. Your job is to turn that equation around. It just doesn't happen just like that. Oh, well, it just happened automatically. Did you get here automatically? Did your car just come together automatically, or did somebody put it together, deliberately put it together? You got to deliberately do this stuff. You don't be reactive. You be proactive. Prepare your children by preparing yourself. And they're watching you. They listen to how you talk on the phone. They listen to how you talk about people on the phone. They listen to you, how you put people down, how you beat up on people, verbally. How you talk negatively. And they will act just like you. They're going to follow. You ever see a duck with little ducklings?
Mm-hmm.
What do little ducklings do?
Yeah,
they follow mama.
Yep.
Mama go to the left, guess where the ducklings are going?
Yep. Straight line.
Mama go to the right, guess where the ducklings are going? Right. Do you understand? It's up to you to make your children bulletproof. You can do it. It's time to get to work. Not putting it off on somebody else. Not hiring a babysitter, hoping the babysitter and the nanny will train your child for you. God gave you that job. He gave you that child.
Amen.
It's your job.
Amen.
Stop putting it on other people. And then you complain. You go up to the school and argue. Oh, my child is being bullied. He's just acting like he acts at home because you bully him at home. You need to love your child. Self-esteem. The three ways that you can build up self-esteem. Number one, it's a foregone conclusion to introduce them to Christ. Get them saved, hallelujah. But then you got to know that they are superhero. Read 1 John 4:4 for me.
Hallelujah. 1 John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
You've got to let your children know that they're superheroes. If the greater is he that's in them than he's in the world, they accepted Christ, let them know that you're somebody special. And they said, what do you mean, Mom? What do you mean, Dad? take them to introduce them to Joseph in the Bible. Everywhere he went, he excelled because he was a superhero, because he knew who he was. God told him. And God's voice, his hands and feet on this earth, that it's your voice. You tell your child, your superhero. You want to get a cape? Give him a cape and let him run around the house. You're a superhero. Give him stories of the Bible about superheroes in the Bible. Superheroes. Daniel, the three Hebrew boys.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Samson, all the mighty men of God, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all of them. They made mistakes. They were still superheroes doing super things. Build up the self-esteem of your child. Number two, let them give them positive labels. Don't you ever call your child stupid or dumb.
Oh, my goodness.
Any of that nonsense stuff, negative stuff. You call them, oh, you brilliant one. You're talented. Oh, you're genius.
Amen.
Positive identification. Positive level. Labels. Positive labels, y'all.
That's right.
Positive labels. You little entrepreneur, you. You little doctor, you. You little lawyer, you. You teacher, you. You little professor. You little scientist. You little astronaut. You know. Give them a positive label. Then if they come to you and they're a little down, you turn that frown to a smile. How do you do that? You do that by giving them something like maybe some paper and some crayon or a paint and the easel. They can paint something. Whether it looks good or not, just paint something. Give them something or a recorder so they can record themselves singing or give them an instrument. Oh, go ahead and play this piano. You'll be surprised. You may have a genius on your hand who starts playing the piano at 4 years old or 10 years old or 20 years, no lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Turn that frown into a smile. That's your job. That's your job. Ain't nobody else's job. I'm going to take them to the doctor and find out. No, that's your job. Putting stuff on everybody else. I'm getting the atmosphere prepared because I haven't even gotten to talking about when we meet the bully. This is prior to meeting the bully. You've got to let the child know, and I suggest to you strongly, if you go to Psalms 91, that you read out loud to your children.
Amen.
Psalms 91.
Amen.
At least once a week. You can do it once a day, as often as you want, but at least once a week. To prepare them, they'll ask you, let them know who you are. Go ahead, start reading that.
Peter dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High.
Stop. You need to tell them where the secret place is. Some of you don't even know where the secret place is. The secret place of the Most High is the relationship between our individual and his God. That's the secret place. What would say, Kate? That's the secret place. You need to teach your children the secret place. A relationship with Almighty God. A relationship with Jesus the Christ is your secret place. They're going to get blessed. You're going to get blessed when you get to the secret place. It's the relationship of you and God is the secret place. Go ahead, read some more.
Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
His glory to God. Go ahead, read some more.
Say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
The habitation of the Lord is the secret place. Your relationship with God is the secret. You need to teach your children how to be in the secret place of God. Because when you're in the secret place, you're there with God. He in there with you. Your relationship. Teach that to your children. Read that out aloud. Don't tell Jody, Johnny, go read Psalm 91. No. The Bible didn't say, children, train yourselves, did it?
No.
You teach that child. Read that until they almost get tired of you hearing that. But it's got to get into their spirit. Read 91 to them.
Amen.
Then after a while, let them read it to you.
Hallelujah.
Come on now. Get them prepared. Because, see, when they get high self-esteem, when they get confidence, when they get boldness, when they go out and the bully going to go past them and go to somebody else because they seem different. I ain't going to mess with them. Share with your children rewards for doing things pertaining to the Word of God. Yes, give them some money. Give them a dessert. You say, oh, I shouldn't have to do that. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it's impossible to please God. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Teach your children how God rewards them, because you're going to act just like God. Teach them how God acts by giving them something. Hey, do me a favor. Johnny, do me a favor. Can you read Psalm 91 to me? Yes. And when they finish, give them $2. Give them $5. You say, that's bribing. What? The Word of God is electrifying power.
Yes.
Prepare your child to be bullyproof. Prepare yourself to be bullyproof. It's your job. Don't give it to, don't you be lazy. It's work. Of course it's work. I don't know if I got any children still on here. But see, you didn't think it was worth when you was making that baby. It's and you're going to have to take care of that baby and train that child. I'm tired of folks giving excuses. And then they complain. They go, my child is being bullied. Well, he's being bullied at home. He's getting bullied everywhere he goes. Stop being a bully. Well, I said it. That's all it is to it. What kind of message is that? You're supposed to love your child, and they're supposed to know that you're loving them. Share with your children. Talk to your children. Sit down and have a meal with your children at least once a day, y'all. Your home is not a fast food restaurant. Well, it shouldn't be, if it is. Time for you to show your children how to operate in the real world. Because in the real world, there are bullies on the job, in the community. Even at church, there's bullies. If you don't prepare your children to face the bullies, they're not going to react correctly. You got to be proactive. Teach your children the seven pillars of wisdom. Mm. That means you got to know them for yourself. Hallelujah. And you're going to find some blessed children. Encourage your children. High self-esteem, confidence, and boldness is what your job is to give them. It's not the job of the school, the boys' club, the girls' club, the YMCA, the YWCA, all of it ain't their job. It's your job. Stop shirking your responsibility. Throw them into this world. Or you took you're the caretaker of them. Then let's see some care and taking charge of training them. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Did I have that was all the scriptures, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Part 5 next Wednesday. I'm actually going to get in meeting the bully on the bully's turf. The techniques to utilize. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We thank you, Lord, for the good seed sown. We thank you, Lord, that it fell on good ground. And we thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 fold, even a 1,000 fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the glory. And we bless your name in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight. The pastor preaches part 4. Hallelujah. Getting along with everybody. Hallelujah. All the time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If there's anyone out there that desires to accept Jesus Christ in their heart, hallelujah, I believe you me. It's without Jesus, this is impossible to do. Hallelujah. Lord, just repeat this prayer behind me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. I confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart, and I believe that Jesus Christ died and he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. And I'll make you my Lord and Savior. I thank you, Lord God, for coming to my heart and saving me. And we believe if you repeated that prayer, you're now saved. You have accepted Jesus Christ in your heart. You're now a child of God. Hallelujah. And the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Hallelujah. It is just that easy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Please join us in the morning. The morning praise and worship. That number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Be blessed of the Lord. Have a wonderful night.
together all over this place. Yeah. We come to praise him, we come to praise him, and lift him up.